Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. State GOP leaders want joint legislative hearings into the way Rutgers University officials handled the recent student protests against the war in Gaza. State Senators Anthony Bucco and John Bramnick, who's running for governor, said the university caved to demonstrators, and Bucco adding that Rutgers should have never given credibility to the anti-Semitic hate speech from students by negotiating with them. A few bicyclists have already lost their lives on New Jersey's roads this year. Shani Jarvis with AAA Northeast says New Jersey law requires drivers to give bikers space, but people on bikes can do their part as well.
The biggest thing for a bicyclist is to make sure that they are riding in the same direction of traffic, as far to the right of the road as possible when there is no dedicated lane.
Jersey law requires a helmet till the age of 17. AAA says a helmet should be worn by all ages. If you're headed to Donald Trump's rally in Wildwood Saturday, leave your fireworks, coolers, drums, and umbrellas at home. Security will be tight. New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro says it will be a cool day with a mix of sun and clouds. Check out our guide at nj1015.com or our free app for rally details, including parking and when the beach will open. President Biden, meanwhile, has reiterated his stance against anti-Semitic threats and actions Tuesday at a ceremony remembering those lost in the Holocaust.
There is no place on any campus in America, any place in America, for anti-Semitism or hate speech or threats of violence of any kind.
He did face some criticism last week for not speaking out more forcefully against ongoing demonstrations that have shut down campuses and resulted in hundreds of arrests. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Rain or shine, which will prevail Thursday and beyond? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mild night tonight with a partly cloudy sky, low near 60, but it is going to turn out cloudy tomorrow. We'll have a couple of showers and perhaps a thunderstorm from late morning on. A noticeably cooler day tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Rather cloudy tomorrow night with spotty showers, lows will be close to 50. And cloudy and pretty chilly on Friday with occasional rain and drizzle. High temperatures Friday will be in the mid 50s, and a mostly dry day with highs close to 60 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
79 degrees in Jersey City, 79 degrees in Woodbridge, 74 degrees Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.